And now for some letters to the Evening News. The Green councillors' objections to the proposed Anglia Square revamp led to many online comments. NNFN23 wrote, "Historic cities the world over, from London to Vietnam, put new and old side by side. I bet most of these people have never left Norfolk, think it's the only city in the world with historic buildings, and insist we have some ancient twee nonsense." Albert Jazz agreed. "The time to prevent the development of this area was at the original proposal we see today. The damage has been done. The current redevelopment on the table is a huge improvement. 25% of historic Norwich was demolished to build Anglia Square, the flyover, and the Inner Link Road." But Red Steepler begged to differ. 25% is somewhat of an exaggeration, but why repeat the mistakes of the 1960s and 70s? And it's far from just yokels who've never left the sticks who object to this sort of massive, insensitive, out-of-scale and poorly designed development in their midst. Just Google the Paddington Cube. This is the size of tower block they want to build in Anglia Square. Lefty didn't agree. So did historic England prefer the derelict concrete and wasteland from the clearance work from previous unfinished developments? Rolls was puzzled. He wrote, "I thought the Green Party was in favour of local decision-making." Barry Britcher was short and to the point. He said, "Knock it down and start again." Ted is worried that the opposition could result in the developers' withdrawal. He said, "The whole area is a mess. Much of it looks unsafe. What an embarrassment Norwich has become. I would not blame the developers if they pulled out and went on to another town or city." And Robert Smith says, "Don't delay any more. Please don't call it in. Get on with it and don't waste any more time and money. This whole thing is ludicrous. Other cities would bite your hand off to get this level of investment and improvement."
Mrs. June Clark from Dereham wrote in on quite another issue. "Once again, the warhorse statue has surfaced in the Evening News. Surely a permanent home can be found for this beautifully created statue. The creator has used natural components so different to some of the hideous statues that go by the name of modern art that spring up all over the country. By its name, warhorse, surely this is an apt tribute to all the horses that perished in the First World War. The Taverham roundabout is an ideal site. It's clearly seen. Therefore, I'm sure it doesn't cause any hazard to traffic."